Simin pei tes halacha. Hey, well, in as buses, an object does not become a buses. Elam hinicho bekavon, unless the muksa item was placed there with kavana. Shehe munach sham ben hashmashas, and it remained there during ben hashmashas. Avam nisho sham machos shech. However, if the muksa item remained there because one forgot to remove it, or shenafu matzma sham or fell onto the non muksa item by itself in as buses, then the non muksa item does not become a buses. Halacha vav. Loinasa buses, an object does not become a buses, elikli shaloi, unless one placed the muksa item on top of his own item. Avam niyach dvar muksa kli shal acher, but if he puts his muksa item on someone else's non muksa item, loinasa buses, it does not become a buses, ldavar asr, the ain adam. A person cannot cause a prohibition to affect an item that's not his own, but when his fellow, the owner of the object, is not agreeable. Simon Tzadik. Din asiyas chafatza b'lay melacha o melacha al-yidei akam. The halacha is pursuing one's affairs without performing melacha. A melacha by a guy on Shabbos. Halacha aleph. Yesh dvarim shehem asurim b'Shabbos. Their activities are forbidden to be performed on Shabbos. Af pi she'ein adam l'melacha, even though they are not similar to any melacha. Ve'ein ha'mevim l'dei melacha, nor will they bring about the performance of melacha. M'neimah nesru, why were they forbidden? Mishum shenemar, because it says in Yeshaya, in Tashim b'Shabbos ha'glacha, if you restrain your foot because it is Shabbos, refrain from accomplishing your own needs on my holy day. V'nemar, and then it says, and you honor it by not engaging in your own affairs, from seeking your needs or discussing the forbidden. The above pasuk outlines three distinct categories of honoring Shabbos: refraining from engaging in your affairs, seeking your needs, and discussing the forbidden. Each of these categories represent the form of forbidden Shabbos activity. Now we're going to explain each one. In the pasuk says, "V'chibat master chacha," and you honor it by not engaging in your own affairs. Darshu Ravisenu, Chachamim Darshin Shleihe Hiluchacha b'Shabbos, that you're walking on Shabbos should not be Kiluchacha b'chol, like you're walking on the weekdays. The fichach also laritz of Shabbos, therefore it's also to run on Shabbos. Aval dvar mitzvah mut laritz, but the dvar mitzvah you're allowed to run on Shabbos. Siv derachacha, since it says your paths, mashma derachacha asurim, which implies that your paths are forbidden. Aval darche shemayim mutarim, but the paths of heaven is mutter, a mitzvah, laritz, and it's mitzvah to run for such a purpose.